This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When we are out of fellowship with anyone, including the Lord, we distance ourselves from them. When we are out of fellowship with anyone, including the Lord, we distance ourselves from them. Is there anyone in your life right now that you have a sense has pulled away from you emotionally? Now, it could be somebody in your immediate family, it could be extended family, it could be a friend. You say, you know, I used to hear from him and now I don't hear anything. Well, we used to hear from her, but we don't hear a word from her now. And people distance themselves from people. And I want to share this with you. A lot of times when someone pulls away from us, we tend to think it's our fault. Well, we must have done something or said something. I want to just ease some of your mind. Sometimes it's not your fault. The other person has simply pulled away because of something going on in his life or her life. Just like you've pulled away from people, not because of anything they've done, but because of something that's going on in your personal life. And when we're out of fellowship with the Lord, we distance ourselves. He went to a far country geographically. People do that spiritually with the Lord, emotionally, psychologically. Some of you could be in the far country right now when it comes to the Lord. Some of you are in a far country when it comes with somebody you should be close to. But when we're out of fellowship with anyone, including the Lord Jesus Christ, we distance ourselves from them just like this young man did. Let's bring up the second point. When we're out of fellowship with the Lord, we get sick spiritually. This is a strong statement, and I'm going to back up what I'm saying here. But when we are out of fellowship with the Lord, we get sick spiritually. The reason I know we get sick is because of a phrase I'm going to talk about in a minute, where I think it's verse 20 that says, when he came to his senses, when the young man came to his senses. The Barnes New Testament commentary said that was a phrase that was used of deranged people. Mentally ill people who somehow came out of their mental illness, their derangement, and they came with clarity of mind. And that's the term that Jesus used when he came to his senses. I want to suggest to you that if you're out of fellowship with the Lord, you're sick. You're sick spiritually. Things aren't right, and you don't have the right frame of mind to look at other people's lives, let alone your own life. To make judgment calls about somebody else, you can't make a judgment call about your own life. Because we're out of fellowship with the Lord, we're not in the right frame of mind. We get sick spiritually, and I believe that that is true. Along with that, I want to share with you that all sin is against the Father. You may have sinned against a husband or wife, but you ultimately sinned against the Father. You may have sinned against one of your children. You may have sinned against one of your parents. You may have sinned against a brother or sister. But ultimately, sin is against the Father. There is no such thing as a victimless sin. Never. Sin ultimately is a wound against the Father. And that's what Jesus, I think, is trying to convey, maybe more than anything else, when the Son says, Father, I have sinned against you. All sin ultimately is a sin, a wound against the Father. Let's bring up the third point. When we come to our senses, the first thing we need to do is to get back into fellowship with Him. I want to talk to you about that phrase, come to our senses, because I think it's a great phrase. It's an evocative phrase. It brings all kinds of ideas and thoughts for me. What I think it means also to come to your senses is to come to a knowledge of the truth of who we are and who God is. If someone were to say, can you explain conversion to me in a nutshell? I say, yeah, you figure out who you are, who you're not, and you figure out who God is. That's what it means to become a Christian. I realize I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness, and I realize Jesus Christ is the way, and He's my only opportunity for forgiveness. That's conversion. That's coming to our senses.
We'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow. That's crosshope.org. You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.